We have Pat Pagano, not wearing snowshoes, but in the weather center. Morning, Pat.
And good morning, and how are you this morning?
Well, it's funny. By the time I got to Sharon, there was just a trace of snow. I think on the mountaintops, they received between probably an inch and 2 inches. I know at my house, on the grassy surfaces, probably about a little over an inch of very, very, very wet snow. But that's about it. But we can call it the first official snowfall of the season because it was so widespread.
Well, that's a good thing because that's the way it should have worked out.
Yeah.
No surprises there.
No.
And they did get 4 to 5 inches at State College in Pennsylvania. And I noticed like 2-3 inches in places like Binghamton and on up into Oneonta. It was really dependent upon where you were because of an elevation played a big, big role. But any rain will be tapering down. We'll have some afternoon sun today, and the highs will be in the low 40s. It will also get windy. Partly cloudy tonight, 30. Partly cloudy and breezy with a few rain or snow showers around on Thursday. We're in the mid-40s. Sun and clouds with flurries Friday, 40 to 45. Partly sunny Saturday, 40. And we'll have some snow showers, and it'll be windy on Sunday. I think Sunday we may knock it out of the 30s.
That means I might not get out of my house.
Yeah, right. It will, though we still see it mildening up in time for Thanksgiving.
Well, that's good because I just ordered my fresh killed turkey yesterday.
Okay, that's good. And when will you get that?
I'll pick it up Monday.
I don't understand why. Yeah, I mean, you do this every year, but I don't understand why you don't grow your own turkeys and have them in the backyard.
Because I couldn't turn them into Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
You know, about 5 years ago, I was walking the dogs in the backyard, maybe 6 years ago, and we turned around and there were two white turkeys, looking at us. I'd never seen just plain white turkeys before, but I found out they were turkeys that people obviously were raising for Thanksgiving, and they escaped.
Isn't that interesting?
They escaped.
I never saw white turkeys.
But what made it even more interesting is the dogs didn't go crazy. The dogs, you know, normally a dog would see a turkey and I think they were white or gray, but they were not the dark color that you're normally
that
used to see.
Yeah, I know. I see them sometimes up at the cabin, but those are the wild turkeys, and they fly, you know. And sometimes I see them, you know, near the road, and I just wondered to myself, where are they living? Probably in the woods, right?
Yeah, in the woods. For them to fly, though, they need a great deal of running room.
I guess so.
They're kind of like one of those big monster military planes.
Planes, right. Need a long landing strip to get the takeoff.
Yeah. They don't. Their takeoff isn't exactly a lot of height right away. That's why if you're driving a car and one of them has taking off and is flying across the road and you hit it, and it'll probably hit your windshield and probably come inside because they're so big and heavy. Yeah, turkeys fly. Not all turkeys, but
the most important question of the morning: did you stay up to listen to?
No.
First of all, you probably knew what the announcement was all about, but. I'm sure you would never, ever stay up for that.
I don't stay up to see Joe Biden talk. I mean, never mind. Why am I going to stay up and see a politician talk? And if you do stay up and you do that, you have to put up with a couple hours of news commentators predicting what they're going to say.
It. Yeah, exactly.
I went to bed.
That's what I did. That's what I did, too. I've just lately been feeling very, very tired. Just very tight. And I guess maybe I need to take like B12. You know, B12, and there's another supplement they're recommending. I can't pronounce it. You may know it. starts with an A, Ashwanda, something like that?
I have no idea, no.
You never heard of it?
No.
Supposedly very good. But, yeah, I'm forever tired. Ever tired. It's like, there's no time of the day that I can walk around and say, I'm not tired.
Well, it's interesting. I got the test results on my iron transfusions because, you know, that helps you not be tired and stuff like that. And the results came in. We waited a week and a half after the transfusions. And my iron must have been really, really, really low because after a week's worth of actually in 1 month, four transfusions of an hour and a half each, I'm still low on iron.
Wow.
No, so
that could definitely make you tired.
Not very low, but I'm still low.
Low. But that makes you tired.
Yeah. So I think probably in my future, there's a couple more of those things coming. I think. Those transfusions.
Okay. But, well, I can't say that I've seen anything on TV to recommend to you, because it wasn't a day yesterday of watching TV. It was watching, of course, the radar with the mixed precipitation and stuff like that. And then that was it. And last night, shortly after 8 o'clock, Pat said, I'm going to bed. And I went to bed.
And you got up nice and refreshed this morning?
No.
I didn't either, because I didn't wait for it to start snowing last night, and so I was kind of hoping that what I saw out there was going to be what I saw. I didn't want to open the door and see 3 inches of snow.
And you didn't.
And I didn't want to open the door and see any like freezing rain, and I didn't.
Right. Right.
So I didn't necessarily sleep great last night because I was, you know,
on edge. You were edgy. Yeah.
I wake up wondering, do you want to look now? When you just want to sleep. I think I'll just sleep.
Yeah. That's always a good answer. I'll just sleep. Yeah.
No, well, because what am I going to do if I wake up at 11 o'clock and it's snowing? What am I going to do? I'm going to worry about it even more.
Right.
So, you know, what the heck?
Exactly. I totally agree with that. Yeah. And that was it. The only other thing that was a little bit alarming yesterday was the missile that hit Poland.
Well, it's looking more like that missile was shot down by the Ukrainians, and that's it. When that happens, there's nothing you can do about it. But it better be that, because if it was aimed at if it was shot by Russia, and it was shot at Poland, that's a bad thing. But it looks like that's not the case. It looks like, you know, it looks like it was a shot down and defensively it fell. So
yeah,
that would be good, totally good news.
Right. Yeah. So, well, that's a good thing. Good thing for that. And really, pretty much that's it, Marshall. I mean, it's hard to believe that next week is Thanksgiving, but the fact that Thanksgiving is falling a little bit earlier this year doesn't really plow us immediately into Christmas, because we have the following week through Wednesday. So at least we have, like, you know, another half a week after Thanksgiving, because you know as well as I do, when Thanksgiving is the 27th or the 28th, immediately you fall into December and everybody panics and everybody's, you know, busy doing stuff for Christmas. But the fact that, you know, we have a few days the week after is a good thing.
Yeah, well, I ordered my
gift cards.
My turkey yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I also ordered a couple of loaves of Italian bread. I'll let it get, you know, a little stale, and then not very stale, but just a little stale. Then cut it up into cubes, so I'll be ready to make my stuffing. I ordered some onions, so I can make pearl onions, which I like, and also my celery and onions and seasonings for the stuffing. And I got ordered potatoes. So I'm all set. And I'm all set to make an apple pie for dessert.
Good for you, Marshall. I mean, that's a lot of cooking for one person.
It's not with today's modern, not with today's modern cookware and stuff. Like my Le Creuset, I have a big enough Le Creuset pot where a turkey goes in that. It'll have like everything underneath it, carrots, the parsnips, the onions. It'll have potatoes. So when the dripping goes down, it makes the gravy. When that's cooking, the potatoes will be, you know, it's not that hard anymore. The cleanup is the hardest part. After it's all cooked, and you got to clean all, you got like 7 or 8 pots. You got to.
But the good thing is that you have food for several days.
Yes. Yeah. So
that's good.
Yeah, and I don't mind, and I like to cook. I like to cook. Like I made last night, yesterday afternoon, I made bok choy soup with mushrooms and
so good
sliced beef and carrots and stuff like that. And yeah, bok choy soup is really good. It's really good.
Yeah.
So that's what I did yesterday, but that's about it. So let's recap this forecast for the rest of this week.
The rain goes away this morning, some afternoon sun, low 40s. We have a few rain or snow showers Thursday, mid-40s. Some flurries Friday, 40 to 45. Partly sunny, 40 on Saturday, and then snow showers and in the 30s on Sunday.
And it looks like we get a warm-up for Thanksgiving.
Not until Thanksgiving, that is correct.
Well, sounds good to me, Pat.
Yeah.
We'll check with you mañana.
Tomorrow it is.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.